Well, good morning, and we are deeply thankful for the privilege of being able to meet like this on the campus of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. This is the spring mini-conference that the Andrew Fuller Center for Baptist Studies puts on every year, and the Andrew Fuller Center operates here under the auspices of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And essentially, from one perspective, it's a think tank where we reflect together upon our Baptist history in particular, although there have been occasions at our main conference. We always have a main conference in the fall in which it's a two-day affair. At the main conference, we have done broader things. We've looked at Baptist and the cross, Baptist and spirituality, and then last fall, we kind of branched out even further into our broader evangelical heritage and looked at the ministry and witness of George Whitefield. And it was a great thrill to be able to have a number of very fine scholars who have focused their attention on the 18th century and come and deliver papers on that. This year is the 200th anniversary of the man after whom the center is named, 200th anniversary of his death, after whom the center is named, Andrew Fuller. Andrew Fuller died on May the 7th, 1815, in the midst of a tumultuous context. Napoleon Bonaparte had escaped from from Elba, a few weeks before, raised an army in France, and Britain was on the verge of being plunged into another war. And within a few weeks of his death, and these things overlapped, and there were challenges for those who were mourning. The rest of Britain was rejoicing after the Battle of Waterloo, in which the threat of Napoleon was once for all removed from the European scene and the world scene. Fuller's ministry had been, the bulk of it had been conducted under the global conflagration that had been introduced by the French Revolution in the late 1780s, all through the 1790s, all through the first 15 years. And when we talk about the long wars that we've experienced, 22 years of war between England and France, which concluded actually over a century of war between those two nations. And we've had the opportunity in the main conferences in the last a few years to focus on Fuller a number of times. The first conference we ever did here for the Andrew Fuller Center was on Fuller the Reader, and that really was looking at Andrew Fuller's, the influences on Fuller. We had some splendid papers on Calvin's influence on Fuller, John Owen's influence on Fuller. I'll never forget Carl Truman giving that paper. And he was critical, actually, if those of you who are here remember, critical of Andrew Fuller's usage of John Owen. And it's occurred to me over the years, somebody needs to do a doctoral study of Owen on Owen's influence on Fuller to see whether Dr. Truman was actually right or not. We had a couple of papers, and Dr. Nettles gave a very fine one on Jonathan Edwards on Fuller. And that basically kind of set the tone of the influences on Fuller's life theologically. And then we've had two further conferences, major conferences on Fuller. We had one on Fuller's friends, and Fuller was a networker par excellence, and he was also able to build friendships that were with men who are tremendously loyal to him over the years. And I think that's been one of the things that has deeply attracted me to Fuller, is these deep friendships. When William Carey heard of Fuller's death about close to a year after Fuller had died, he was out in India, and because of the length of time things would take to get out there, he wrote back to England and said one line that has always stayed with me: I loved him. And then we did, following that, a conference on Fuller's controversies, or as somebody quipped, Fuller's enemies. And Fuller was a remarkably gifted apologist. He knew the his Baptist convictions, but he knew especially that large body of Orthodox classical Christianity, and was given the gifts to be able to defend it in his day in a very winsome manner. Unlike some defenders of the Christian faith, there was not a sense of bitterness in his responses to various opponents of what he saw as biblical Christianity. And thus, for example, when he was involved in a controversy with Dan Taylor, an Arminian who had been converted in the evangelical revival and was a force for revival among a largely defunct group of Baptists known as the General Baptists, he and Dan Taylor went back and forth probably about half a dozen times in print. And then it occurred to Dan Taylor, just to demonstrate his love for Fuller, that despite their theological differences, to invite him to preach from. And Fuller went at least twice to preach from Dan Taylor's pulpit, and he said, "I wanted to show to the world that our differences theologically did not mean that I didn't love him as a brother in Christ, even though we differed theologically." And Fuller had, I think it's a very needed gift, especially when you sometimes peruse the internet today and see the way Christians who differ with each other speak to each other. And Fuller here can be a great model for us. These conferences that we've had on Fuller have also reinforced in my mind the remarks that were made more frequently in the 19th century, but I think encouragingly so in more recent years as well, that Fuller is probably the most important Baptist theologian between the death of John Gill in 1771 and definitely the 1840s and maybe the 1850s even. His influence, as A.H. Newman, the great American Baptist historian, said once, his influence upon Baptist life was incalculable. And there are reasons for that. His gift in apologetics, his Catholic evangelicalism. He probably wouldn't have used that phraseology, but there was a Catholicity that was, I think, very significant in his life. He was able to tap into that large stream of classical Christianity and defend it winsomely, as well as building significant relationships, particularly with a group that Baptists had not been overly friendly with during the 18th century, and that is Anglicans. And Fuller recognized that God was doing some great things among Anglicans in his day, particularly through the evangelical revival, and it behooved the Baptists to listen to that and to build relationships with these men. Today we then have a small, really a mini-conference on the legacy of Fuller. We're going to explore two areas of Fuller's legacy. In the first lecture, Dr. Greg Wills, who serves here as the professor of church history and also the academic dean of the School of Theology, will explore Fuller's impact upon the Southern Baptist scene, in particular here in the United States. We'll have a Q&A after that, and then a break, probably about 20 minutes. And our second talk will be by Dr. Steve Weaver, who finished his PhD here about a year or so ago under Dr. Nettles, on that fabulously named Puritan Baptist, Hercules Collins, and his ecclesiology and thoughts, and he will explore. Steve serves as the pastor of Farmdale Baptist Church in Frankfurt and also lectures here on the campus in an adjunct capacity and serves as one of the senior fellows of the Andrew Fuller Center. And Steve will look at C.H. Spurgeon as a Fullerite. And that'll conclude our morning. There'll be a Q&A after that. And we should be finished, Lord willing, by roughly noon. Two other things before I pray and open our time formally. There are, the center not only does these conferences, this mini conference in the spring, a larger conference in the fall, this 2-day conference. This fall, by the way, let me just kind of veer off there for a second, is going to be on persecution. And it's a much broader kind of theme than we've looked at in the past. There'll probably only be one paper. Dr. Weaver will give a paper on the persecution of the Baptists in the context of the 17th and 18th century, and particularly Virginia. But we're going to look at the larger context of persecution from the Scriptures, a little bit from the early church, the Anabaptist experience, and then more papers that will look at the 20th century under communism and Islam and the context of the West. And that'll be on September the 15th and 16th. So you may want to mark those dates. And it should be a very helpful exploration of something, I think, that is going to be increasingly significant for us in the West. It's been significant for believers in the 20th century, but not as existentially present for Western believers. And one final thing before I pray. The Andrew Fuller Center over the years has done a number of publications. We did a publication called Eusebia for a period of time. That became really impossible to continue to publish for a variety of reasons. And so we now have an online publication, which there are some print copies. It's called Kettering. Kettering is where Andrew Fuller served in his second pastorate for about 25 years. And so there are some copies over there if you would like to pick one up. They're free. They contain articles, book reviews, and reports on the various things that the center has done. Do remember us, both in terms of the planning for the fall. And then also there is a huge project that we're engaged in, which is a publication of the critical edition of the works of Andrew Fuller. It'll run to 16 volumes and is being published by Walter de Gruyter, the German publishing house based in Berlin and Boston. And I'm supposed to get the first volume out. I'm about a year late. And it's getting to the point. It's not funny. I've got to get that into them. So do pray that I can get the time to do that. And the other volume that will come out this year, we hope, will be Nathan Finn's edition. I'm looking at Fuller's Memoirs of Samuel Pierce, his very close friend. And Nathan Finn, who serves at Southeastern as professor of church history, but also teaches here on this campus in the Biblical Spirituality Program, is editing Fuller's Strictures on Sandemanianism. And if you don't know what Sandemanianism is, you need to go home and look it up. It's a very relevant topic to our day. Well, let's pray together, and then Dr. Wills will come. Our gracious God, we thank you for the privilege of meeting like this. We thank you for your servant, Andrew Fuller, for the grace that you poured into his life that brought him to faith in Christ, for the gifts that you gave him to stand fast for the faith once for all delivered to the saints in his own day, and for the impact that he had, and that by your grace, upon Baptists in his own day and upon the larger evangelical scene in his own day and then in the days that followed. We thank you that we can look back and in doing so do not seek to glorify a man, but seek to understand his impact and your work through him, that we might live better as Christians in our own day. And bless our brothers as they come now to speak to us. May what they say and what we hear be to our edification and ultimately to your glory. And we ask these mercies for Jesus' sake. Amen.